This is Morning Edition on 90.3 KEZU. I'm David Wittrock. Over the years, toxic algae from Watsonville's Pinto Lake has been linked to the death of birds, fish, and even sea otters in the Monterey Bay. Solving the problem has been a challenge for the cash-strapped city, but with the help of grant money, there are signs of progress. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
It's early morning at Pinto Lake Park in Watsonville. A couple of people stand fishing on the shoreline as Patricia McQuaid walks toward the boat launch, passing two rows of RVs.
Generally, this is what you would expect in June, and by Friday, we'll be completely full.
The city of Watsonville contracts McQuaid to run Pinto Lake Park. She handles things like coordinating that RV camping, renting rowboats, and giving nature tours to school kids.
This is Watsonville's backyard.
And in recent years, this lake in Watsonville's backyard has been plagued by chronic blooms of toxic blue-green algae. It looks bad, smells worse, and has the potential to make people sick. The algae produce a toxin called microcystin that, when touched or ingested, can cause nausea and even liver failure. At one point, the microcystin in Pinto Lake was averaging 100 times the California health limit. But for about a year, it hasn't been detected at toxic levels, and the water looks clear.
From the beginning, we have tried to educate people about it, and we don't stop that based on what we see. So the signs are still posted saying that it's dangerous.
Those signs on the shoreline note you shouldn't eat fish caught in the lake and swimming is banned. McQuaid also still has anyone who goes out in a boat sign a waiver, noting they understand the risks. Because while all looks well...
No, the problem is far from solved.
Robert Ketley works for the city of Watsonville and is part of a team which includes several agencies who are working on a solution.
I'd like to say it's a sign of progress. I'd like to take credit wherever I can for whatever we've done, but this lake has surprised us too many times.
They've taken a number of steps to address the nutrients in the lake that feed the algae, including going after carp. The bottom-feeding fish stir up the lake's nutrient-rich sediment, which helps the algae thrive. With a grant from the California Coastal Conservancy, they were able to electrofish a lot of carp over the past year.
The total was 3,358 pounds of carp removed.
Watsonville Environmental Projects Manager Jackie McLeod is loading up a boat on the dock.
These things are so heavy.
She and Robert Ketley are heading out to follow up on that work.
Now we're kind of at the final phase where we're looking at the water quality data to see how that removal of carp affected our nutrients.
They're also about to embark on another big project. With a $750,000 grant from the State Water Resources Control Board, they're planning to do a chemical treatment in the lake that will lock the nutrients into the sediment.
So that those nutrients are no longer available to the blue-green algae, so we're effectively starving them of a nutrient source.
The grant will also help them continue to work with homeowners and farmers in Pinto Lake's watershed to identify sources of nutrients on their land and keep them from running off into the lake. And in time, Patricia McQuaid hopes everything at Pinto will truly be back to normal. She points to a mama duck and two ducklings at the water's edge.
Normally, I'd be gathering the kids around and talking about them. Now, you know, we still, for the last 2 years, have been mostly keeping kids' hands out of the water, and I want to get back to talking to kids about the nature and not so much the policing.
Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.